I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Facial hair.
Nope.
I'm already drunk.
Your microphone is very far away. Was that what that oop was about?
No, I said go.
Oh, I thought you said oop.
It's the Midwest oop.
Oop.
Oop. Oop.
You know, some people will be like, Eminem is not saying oop. There goes gravity. Yeah, of course he is. Of fucking course he is.
Oh my god, I'm just realizing that. Oh, there goes gravity. Up, oh, no, yup.
He's saying ope.
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 Ben.
I didn't realize that was a thing we really said until recently.
Yeah.
Till I started watching Charlie from Wisconsin, the Manitoba Walk Minute.
Mm-hmm.
Ope. I was like, well, we do say that. I just had never seen it written before. O-P-E.
That's not.
It's just like an up, like, op, op,
op. But that's the thing. It's not op. 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 It doesn't op. Rhyme with hope.
Op, op, yep, op, op. Op,
op. It's up for me.
Op.
Op. Whoop.
Whoop.
Op. Op.
Op.
It's a thing. Oh, there goes gravity.
Totally a
snap
thing.
Back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. That is, he is saying, oh, he is saying, that is what he is saying. He is saying, oh.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
I mean, this is clearly called more oh, right?
Oh.
More oh. Oh.
More no. Midwest. Oh.
Yep, it's a thing. It is 100% a thing. So, Shannon, how are you?
I'm exhausted today.
Yeah.
I think I worked too much today. I didn't want to work a lot today, and then I ended up working a lot, and now my brain's just like, meh. So I can't tell if I worked too much or had too many carbs.
I am still not feeling great from Saturday.
Poor Mags.
So, you guys all maybe have heard that by now. Yes? No? What do we think?
They'll hear it eventually.
Okay. So we went to Macaroni and Cheese Fest. And so maybe that will come out before this. Or maybe it will come out after. We don't know.
I'll make sure. It gets somewhere.
It'll be there somewhere. And
oh, it'll be there somewhere.
Oh. And there was not a lot of macaroni and cheese that was vegetarian. There was not very much. And then they were telling us that we were going to have these tastes of alcohol, just tastes. And those were 6 to 8 ounce pours, easy.
They were for sure 4 ounces. They were at least almost, some of them were almost half of a, like, 8 to 10 ounce cup.
I mean, yes.
We could measure the cup to see.
I'm curious too. But those were not what I considered small pours.
They were not small. No, they should have been 2 ounce pours. They were more like 4 to 6.
So I didn't eat as much mac and cheese as I thought.
There's like 40 different beers to drink. You can't give me 4 ounces of each beer.
That's too many.
Especially when I only want a little sip.
I
want to
just
two.
Taste. I literally at
I
that
dumped a lot of beer.
At that last one I went to, I did the same thing as you. I said, I just want a small one. I just want a little taste. And he gave me the whole fucking thing and goes, just drink what you want, and I won't be offended if you pour it out.
Like, I don't want to waste it.
I don't want to pour
it out. Alcohol abuse. Just give me two ounces. The Valhalla lady.
Yeah.
I went back for a last one.
Yeah.
So I got the tiny pour, which I asked for. And then you guys did something, and I did something. I was like, oh, I'm going to go back for one more.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. And we're talking. I was like, just another little mini baby pour, please. And she's like, okay. And she's talking and pouring and pouring and pouring. And I was like, I said little pour. Like, I could tell she was pouring too much.
Yeah.
And she gave me like another full 4 or 5 ounce pour. And I was like, oh. Like, it was delicious. Of course I drank it. But anyway, we had a good time. It was a good time.
So I ended up like.
It was too hot.
Fucked
we
up.
We weren't. Hydrated enough before drinking and eating mac and cheese in the sun.
I drank so much water on the way there.
Yeah.
Like, I put on sunscreen ahead of time, and I ended up with a serious nasty burn. I drank a whole thing of water before I left the house and had a thing of water on the way there. And I was so dehydrated at the thing. And I thought I was going to like eat and drink my way to happiness. And instead I was just sick. And so we left the Macaroni and Cheese Fest and like I was drunk as a skunk. I was completely fucked up and was like, how am I even going to drive? And then we hung out for a full hour and I was like, okay, I'm in okay shape. And then drove to the other side of the state to go to my party with Abby. And at the party with Abby, I kept drinking water. I just kept drinking water and felt worse and worse and worse. My stomach was awful. I was having burps. By the time I got home at 2 o'clock in the morning, I was like having hot and cold flashes and was totally clammy and shaking and couldn't fall asleep. And then the next day I'm like, was that just like the world's worst hangover? I still felt like shit. I couldn't even imagine eating anything. I made Candy make me a protein shake and I took 2 Advil thinking this is just like an epic, ridiculous hangover. It didn't really go away with the Advil. I like sun poisoned myself. I fucked myself up.
I think what you're describing does sound like you poisoned yourself somehow. We ate all the same mac and cheese, right?
I don't recall.
I think so. There might have been one I didn't eat.
Yeah, there was one you didn't
but
eat.
But you and Anina definitely ate.
No, there was that last one where I got the beer. I also got a different mac and cheese from you guys.
Hmm.
Anina didn't have the same one as me.
I wonder if their mac and cheese was bad.
I literally don't know. But like, I still feel that kind of like malaise you have when you have a slight hangover,
or when you're coming down. Sounds like you had some sort of virus versus.
I mean, Abby was
hangover.
Abby was trying to tell me that I had a virus. Abby was saying that same thing because she's sitting there watching me just get like worse and worse and worse throughout the night.
Because all that water should have definitely cleared out your system if it was just like Mac and beer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I was fine by the time we got home. I wasn't even hungover Sunday.
I felt fucking terrible.
I had more beer than you.
You did. I really don't know what happened to me, but like the Mac and Cheese Festival fucked me up. I've been in.
Well, how are we going to go back for tacos and tequila?
I was never going to tacos and tequila. There's zero chance that I would be able to eat any of those tacos.
So you're not going to Tequila Fest?
I can't
we'll
even
stay with Bob.
I can't even think about eating or drinking again.
I know.
I literally told my food therapist today that I am not drinking until my birthday. And she laughed thinking that was far away and was like, that's not even that long. I was like, that is a month. I'm having a dry month from today until that day. Zero alcohols. Because Jesus Christ, I was so fucked up.
And this isn't you. I wonder if you have to watch what you're drinking and doing again, because this happened in Orlando too. You just like you didn't feel good. Mm-hmm. Like you kind of went from zero to trash to sick, real quick.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to take a look at what your eating and drinking combinations are.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know either.
I'm too sensitive.
But that Valhalla mead was amazing.
You went to their website, of course.
Of course, today. Yeah.
Today? That's been too many days.
It has been too many days.
I went immediately.
I started their tasting room on my Google Map.
Nice.
I looked at how far away it was from Bob's house.
Nice.
I Airbnb'd some houses in Kalamazoo next to Bob's house for next time we go visit. I warned my friends. I warned Maggie and Anina. I was like, I'm going to hug Bob. It's going to be a long, awkward hug.
You didn't even need to warn me.
I know. But, like, I saw him. I almost ran to him and then, like, gave him the longest hug ever. And even he was like, your friends are going to think this is weird. I'm like, no, they're not. They're good. I warned them.
I mean, but I didn't need a warning.
Right, you didn't need
Why
a warning.
Why would I even think that? Just like I'm just sitting here with a furrowed brow being like, what?
Why would I care how long you hug a strange man? Anyway, you would have met Bob at our wedding. and had the swine of 09.
Swine of 09.
Okay, I went scrapbooking. We haven't talked about this.
Talk about
have
it.
Have we? Mm-mm. So this is a busy weekend. Friday, I went to Mega Meet. It is a scrapbooking con that is held at the Novi Expo Center. My coworker, who is a legit scrapbooker, goes every year. And literally for the last 10 years, I have told her, I should go with you one of these days. I have a wedding album to put together still. And so this year, she was like, you're fucking going this year. I'm tired of you saying I need to go with you. I was like, you know what? You're right. Okay, I'm going to go to Mega Meet. So I took a day off work. I could have done the whole weekend. I was like, let's not get too crazy. Because we had Mac and Cheese Fest and something else and something else. So it was already going to be a busy weekend. So I went to Mega Meet with my friend and we scrapbooked all day and shopped at the scrapbooking vendors. And apparently I'm a natural.
I don't doubt that at all.
I whipped through 15 pages.
Impressive.
My friend did 3 in the time I was there. She also took 2 classes. But, like, I also didn't, like, when people, so the organizer's like, who's done 10 pages? And I was like, woo! And, like, the ladies around me all gave me daggers. Like, shut up. I'm like, I got imposter syndrome. Like, I'm a noob. Like, I'm just throwing shit together. It's really not to your caliber. It's okay. Don't be jelly that I got 15 pages done.
Do you remember the MLM, Creative Memories?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were there.
Were they? I loved them. I didn't realize that they were an MLM when I was a kid. And, like, my mom and I went to the things all the time. And we made a bunch of super fun scrapbooks. I made one for my senior year or for my, like, school days book, and I did one for my brother's school days book. Yeah, so I loved those. And when you were saying that, I was thinking back to my Creative Memories days, and you can make, like, really complicated pages, mm-hmm. or you can make really simple pages.
Right. So I can show you my wedding pages. They're all pretty simple. You know, they're just, you know, basic layouts with backed photos and corners, edges, you know, glued all together. I have always been actually kind of a scrapbooker, except, and if you watch documentaries on, like, the history of scrapbooking, what I used to do in college is definitely in there, which is, like, my mom always had photo albums, which is just another version of scrapbooking. Mm-hmm. And in college, I took those photo albums, I batted them and covered them, made them fucking fancy, glued little ties in the corners to tie my big fat book of photos shut. And then the inside are all my college photos taped to construction paper with journaling notes on them. And, like, that's scrapbooking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I've always kind of done it, just not to the extent of the scrapbooking culture.
Right.
So now I'm hooked. I mean, now I'm not, like, hooked like my friend hooked. But
no, but
I bought
fun. It's super fun.
Yeah, I bought some London paid travel pages and Scotland travel pages for my mom and her a book. So I'm going to make her a book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do all the pages so she just has to plop pictures in them for our trip to London in December and then for her eventual trip to Scotland. So she has a travel book full of memories.
Right.
That she just has to print her pictures and put them in there. And I got to finish my book. I'm almost done. I got through all the formal stuff and some of the reception. So I have, like, one more formal page to do. Maybe 2 more formal pages. Maybe a formal spread or 2.
Yeah.
And some reception pictures.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was fun. Mega Meet. Everyone loved Joe. I took Joe with me.
Yeah, and you wore and he wore his Christmas outfit that I got him.
Yeah, he wore his Christmas present from you.
Yeah, so. It was cute. He looked good.
Yep.
It does have a certain, like, crafty feel to it. Yeah. So that was it worked.
Yeah.
It worked for that. It was cute.
So he was a big hit. Everyone kept coming by to say hi.
I'm glad.
Yeah. My friend and I got drunk at dinner. I also drank a bottle of wine while I was crafting. Like I had it in my little bag. And
dude,
like
drunk
bend over
crafting is so fun.
Yes. So she says that they're smaller events. It's more like drunk crafting.
Yeah. Well, that's one of my favorite memes where it's like, pardon me, ma'am. This is not what we meant when we said craft beer. Me angrily grabbing my glitter glue. Fine then.
I love it. I've done that too. Can you see the bottles behind my head?
Mm-hmm.
I've crafted bottles. I made a paint booth for those bottles so I could just spray paint the shit out of them. And then I took them to a meeting and we glued shit to them and made them goal bottles for like money collecting, money saving.
Yeah, I love it. So, I love it.
Actually, I need to smash my debt bottle. So,
yes.
Minus the tiny amount of debt. I just call it like living debt now.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I'm 20 grand in debt.
Right.
It's like, oh, instead of paying it off this month, it'll be paid off next month. So, anyway. So, yeah. So, it was a busy weekend.
Sounds like
a lot of
fun.
We had Mega Meat. We had Mac and Cheese Fest. And then I took a Nina shopping for homecoming dresses.
Oh, that's so fun. Is that this weekend?
That is this coming weekend, yes.
Did she find one?
She did. We ended up at this store called Francesca's at the Outlet Mall. It was a in Howell. It was a Hail Mary. We popped in there at the recommendation of the H&M person. And we actually found quite the little collection of dresses there.
Cute.
So we tried on a ton. And she bought two. She bought this cute little leather number. Like, it's pleather.
A Nina?
It's like an off-the-shoulder, poofy shoulder off-the-shoulder, and then, like, tight bodice and mini dress, mm-hmm. leather mini dress. And then she bought this super adorable, like, formal pants, like, jumper. So, like, my cotton jumper, like, hers is, like, dress-up material.
I love that.
So, I think she's wearing the jumper to homecoming, I think. I don't know. She can wear whatever the fuck she wants.
Right.
She probably could use a pair of Spanx with the leather dress.
Couldn't we all?
Just a little. She just needs a little, like, a little smidge. Needs to be, like, and smooth.
Right. I mean, that's what shapewear is for.
Right.
I am trying to, like, fully change the all shape of my right. body with it, but that's not, like, the...
All celebrities wear shapewear. Even the fucking skinny ones wear shapewear.
Because you want your body to look like a shape, a specific one.
A flat one. We all want our bodies to look flat.
We want a flat and smooth shape.
But you get to Maggie and me, and we're wearing three pairs of Spanx to physically change the shapes of our bodies.
I mean, where's the lie? Where's the lie?
So what's going on? Anything going on in the news? Besides people being transphobic?
Oh, my God. God damn it, Dave Chappelle. We don't have to talk about this for very long, but, like, I just read a really good piece. I'm going to send you, you know... I'm always going to be like, read what queer people of color have to say over me, right?
Yes.
So there is a really good article at GQ by a gay man who just really, like, goes through Chappelle's story and, like, is really compassionate to what happened before when, you know, like, when he stopped doing Chappelle's show. When he was like, this is toxic the way the white people are laughing too hard at this stuff. I don't think they really get it in the way they're supposed to. And all of the things that happen and how people would go to his stand up and be like, do Rick James. And like, so he's really compassionate to that and then moves on to talk about like why Dave Chappelle's new thing is so harmful to the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, read the article over at GQ because he says things more interestingly and better than I ever did. But Dave Chappelle is talking about people being too sensitive and, which I hate. I hate that.
When my husband does this, I didn't mean too sensitive. No, I'm just trying to be thoughtful. Everyone's experience in life is different from yours.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have to go out of your way to think about other people and how they may perceive the world doesn't mean they're being too sensitive.
No, and most of those things that they're talking about is people who are asking you to think about them or talk about them or interact with them in a different way. Like, I would prefer that you call me transgender and not transsexual. Oh, you're being too sensitive. No, they have a preference for what they would like to be called, and you, it's just fucking manners. It's manners.
All right, Marguerite. That's your name, right? Your name, your legal name isn't Maggie. It's Marguerite, correct?
Yes.
So I'm going to call you Marguerite because that's what's on your birth certificate.
Nobody does that.
Because your preferred name is...
Maggie!
Yes, that's how you identify.
I mean, you got... Same like, that's not, thing, it's assholes. It's not fucking hard. It's not hard.
Same thing.
And so...
Do you like Scott or Scotty? Oh. You know?
Right. And like...
Come on.
Yeah. Well, precisely. And if you can understand that Pikachu can become Raichu, then you can understand how someone can be trans.
Whoop, there it is.
It's just leveling up, guys. It's just leveling up.
We're becoming too-hearted. It's leveling up.
Yeah. So I just hate the, like, you're being too sensitive.
Two-spirited. Sorry, two-spirited.
Two-spirited. It's just leveling up. It's, I just hate that. And then he also said that he was pro-TERF and agreed with J.K. Rowling.
Can you explain what that means?
Yes. TERF is a trans-exclusionary radical feminist, but it... Actually, J.K. Rowling is a TERF because she pretends to be a feminist. I'm not even convinced that Dave Chappelle would even be considered a TERF. I think he might just be a transphobe. Because TERF implies that you are a feminist who excludes trans women. Whereas I'm not even sold that Dave Chappelle's even a feminist.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care about women? But you know, which trans folks are murdered the most?
I'll take black for 1,000, Alex.
Yes. Yep. There it is. Whoop, there that is. So, like, you're sitting there, Dave Chappelle, trying to make valuable commentary on race interactions, which I'm not saying that that's not important, because it is. Like, his voice is important in that realm, or like what he's trying to say is important in that realm, but like he is harming people with his words. So anyway, don't watch his new thing and read that article from the gay man of color who wrote an incredible GQ article, because he said it, he was really smart. It was good.
So moving on.
Speaking of transnesses, nailed it. Back a while ago, I said, you know, like, I also am fine with they, them pronouns in addition to she, her pronouns. I said that. I was like, it's not, like, it's just whatever. I just feel that. And nobody ever uses they, them pronouns for me, which is fine because I don't actually have a preference. Both are fine and whatever. So last night I was at this meetup and met this sweet, tiny trans man who's adorable. Like, I just want to pinch his round sweet cheeks. He's so cute.
Oh, I just want to take them home in your purse.
Which is, like, not how you should talk about trans men. They really want to have their gender identity affirmed and be told that they are masculine and manly and handsome and not adorable and in my purse. But he is. He's so little and cute and sweet. So he asked my pronouns, and I said, she, her, are they, them? And then turned to his partner and was like, and they, blah, blah, blah. And I felt warm fuzzies inside.
Aww, and fun.
It was nice. And on the drive home, I thought about it again, and I felt warm fuzzies inside. And I was like, that's so nice that, like, that he chose to, like, affirm that part of how, mm-hmm. my identity, you know, which is just, I'm definitely, like, a woman, but just in, like, a fuzzy kind of a way where... It came about because I use gendered language in a way that really hurts people sometimes, accidentally. Like, anybody who I'm talking to when I'm gossiping is girl. And anyone who I'm disappointed in is man. Right? Like, I use these, like, gendered things in ways that are hurtful to people because I don't care. Right? And, like, I like it when someone will say, like, you're a king to me. I'm like, fuck yeah, I am. I'm a king. You know? And in these, so, like, it just was a reflection on that where I was like, yeah, it turns out I don't really care about gender things that much. And that is me. And I need to be more cognizant of the fact that other people do care about that, which is why I was like, yeah, I'm cool with they, them pronouns also. So anyway, long story long, it was very sweet that James called me they, and I liked it.
That's fun. I actually had that same thought within the last week.
Really?
Like, I don't really care if I'm called she, her, or they, them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for me, it's more because I'm trying to train my own brain to use they, them more often.
Yeah.
And so it does not matter to me if I am addressed as they, them, or she, her.
Right. Right. I think that it's a good default.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. I use it a lot with my faculty now.
Good.
They.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who they are. Have you met them yet?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't assume they are she or he unless they write that to you.
There it is. Yep.
So
I know I had that recently actually in class. There was this assignment that we did on a student called Tuff Taylor. And I imagined Taylor to be a boy, and somebody else was reading the thing because we had to interact on Flipgrid and was like, Taylor, she seems like a really sweet girl who I would want to know. And I was like, she? And I went back and read the whole thing about Taylor, and it just called them Taylor the whole time and never actually said whether it was a he or she. And I was like, that's so funny.
Yeah.
That's so kinda funny.
Like the Peanut.
Yep.
Jonathan Van Ness's book, Peanut.
Yeah.
They don't use any gender-defining words in that book. Mm-hmm. It is always, the book is written to always address the characters by their names.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
And Peanut did this, and they did that, and Peanut did this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Peanut loved their red ballerina unitard.
Right.
So, it was a very cute book. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
You went to a party. You met a cute trans man you want to take home in a purse.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I also developed a crush on a guy.
Ooh.
I just keep checking my messages to be like, has he written me back? I don't know. We had a really good talk. He sat down, he clearly knew the friends that I was sitting with, friends of mine. He clearly knew them because he went over and hugged them and then sat down with us and had this really glorious red mullet, ginger mullet, and we were talking, and I was like, so tell me about yourself, and he just looks like a deer in headlights. I was like, well, and I was like, what's your favorite African animal? And then looks even more terrified. And I was like,
you're trying to be hilarious and specific, because all of a sudden he's like, oh, I have to talk about myself.
Right.
And so you're like, oh, let me break the ice even further.
Right.
And have you tell me something outrageous about yourself.
Right, right. And he gets completely
he's like, giraffe?
That is what he
That's
said.
That's from Africa, right?
He said giraffe. He did say giraffe. And I was like, did you know the reticulated buffalo? Giraffe can get up to 18 to 20 feet tall? They get the name reticulated from the Latin word reticulate. And
oh
he was like,
God.
I did not know that.
I
he looked
love you so
super
much.
Uncomfortable still.
Maggie did her entire safari speech on him.
Just that one animal fact.
Yes, the reticulated giraffe.
Yes.
Your entire safari speech on the reticulated giraffe.
I did. And then he says,
I gotta go now.
I go, what? No. And I was like, okay, so what do you love? And he was like, well, I love cats. They make life worth living. And my friends who are sitting across the way from me are both Facebook friends of mine. So they know that I lost Sid. And I was like, my life, I should die. Right. Just being dramatic and silly. And he just looks at me like I'm crazy. And I was like, I just had to put my cat down. And he was like, oh, no. I just brought up this thing. I was like, no, you're not wrong. I love cats. Cats are great. Cats are, do make life worth living. You're not wrong. Just because I recently went through this. Like, I was just giving him a hard time.
Can I come over and pet your cats, please?
So, well, he did invite me to come over and see his cats. For cat support. Cat support. So, yeah, it's always nice to meet someone who you like. Like, I just really enjoyed talking to him. And then he was super bummed to miss our November party and was like, oh, no, like, I'm going out of town that week. And then even put his, the December party into his phone. Like, I watched him put the date. I know.
Your party.
My party with Abby. It's so confusing to, like, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not good. And I don't understand what the differences are. What did I do different? Do I have any control over this? I have no idea.
You don't. The moon, the planets, people's moods that day, their to-do lists, the spoons they have left to give.
Yeah.
It's not you, it's them.
It's just really confusing and difficult. Our August party was incredible, and then September was, and then October was fine, but, like, people, I don't know. What the fuck do I do? Literally, somebody took a nap at our party. I didn't tell you that. Someone took a fucking nap at our party.
Were they getting a massage?
No.
They just took a nap.
Yes.
You know what? That just goes to show how comfortable people are around you and that they feel like your parties make them feel like they're right at home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you like that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm always for a good spin. I just don't understand. I don't understand how to make it better. I don't understand.
It is what it is, I think. I mean, I've been throwing parties my whole life, and no one believes I throw a killer party till they come to one.
Yeah.
And then literally everyone's like, oh my God, this party's amazing. Do you always throw parties like this? And I'm like, yes, motherfuckers, I do.
Yes.
And if you fucking came, you would fucking know that.
I love throwing parties, and my parties are mostly flops. And the only parties that I had that weren't flops, like house parties, were when I worked at Applebee's and all my Apple buddies would come over for them. Right? Like, it's about having consistent people who you know will come. I just have so many friends who are just like, so anyway. And my parents are already trying to prep me for my birthday party being a disaster. They think that I have no friends and nobody's going to come. And what they don't seem to remember is, like, they didn't come to my 30th. Like you're sitting there being like, you're going to be disappointed when people don't come. And I'm like, yes, because you did that to me. Like, yes. Yes, I am. I have expectations.
It'll be fine.
I know.
It'll be great.
I seriously am at the point right now where, like, I'm tapping people in when people say no. Because yes. I'm trying to keep it smallish.
I think you should.
I can't have a 40-person party at that house.
Right.
Where we're doing games. It just wouldn't work out. Game night with 40 people in Candy and Brian's house.
I mean, it would work. I mean, there's definitely enough room for people to, like, be active at different game stations.
It would be a lot.
Like, you definitely don't want 20 people traveling in groups around the house playing the same game, all 20 people all the time. You want enough people so that we feel comfortable enough doing three different things at the same time.
Yeah, there's going to be multiple games going on. That's the plan. That's why it's around 20, because you're right. We want enough people that some people can duck out of playing the games, and some people can be playing different games, and what not. So, yeah, they're trying to prep me to be disappointed that people won't come, and I'm like, no, just fucking stop. What? I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. Candy's been really annoying me lately. Like, they served me this meal that was terrible. I mean, it was some of the worst food I've ever eaten in my entire life. Because they were modifying their diet food for me, and they just substituted tofu for chicken in a recipe. Can you just eat tofu? It was crock pot chicken pot pie, but, like, with diet food. can you just switch out tofu for chicken? Can you just switch it? Is that a thing that we do? No, because tofu has no fucking flavor.
I'm like, yeah, you can, but it's got to be like marinated and salted and seasoned.
You have to do things to tofu.
And they didn't. They just plopped it on the plate.
No, it was crock pot chicken pot pie. So it was like, it had a slight, but since it was diet food.
So the tofu didn't take on the flavors of the crock pot like it should have?
It wasn't in anything. There wasn't like gravy or there was, it didn't taste like anything because you have to, there's a lot you have to do to prep it. You have to put tofu in really strong flavors, not low sodium chicken broth and some carrots and celery and onions. That is not that low sodium veggie
you
broth.
You have to take that everything bagel mix and like douse that fucker.
Like, do you know
that
what
Lowry season salt? It needs to be soaked in that shit.
Do you know what I marinate mine in? I marinate it in soy sauce and mustard when I make it so that it has strong flavor and garlic powder, a ton of garlic powder, soy sauce and garlic powder and mustard. You need
all the things.
You need really strong flavors to give your tofu flavor. It was just eating raw tofu. And to make it somewhat palatable, I put a bunch of Greek yogurt in it. Otherwise, it was like basically inedible. So I just like spill some like sloppy Greek yogurt on myself, which I actually could totally feel because it kind of fell out of my mouth. And Candy goes, "You just spilled on yourself." And I was like, "Shut the fuck up, Mom!" I'm just sitting here trying to choke down the most horrible meal.
I'm sitting here trying to eat your Auschwitz slop. Because that is what you're making me live through right now.
Yeah. And then she had asked me if I would dust the house. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it on Sunday before I go to work. Sunday before I went to work, I felt like dying. Because that was the day after we did the macaroni and cheese fest. I felt like death. And so then Candy goes, you didn't dust the house this morning like you said you would. And I was like, yeah, I made you make me a smoothie because I couldn't eat or move. Like, yes, I didn't dust the house. And then I was trying to convince her to come watch Only Murders in the Building with us.
Super cute.
And so while I was waiting for her,
I
started dusting the house. And so she's in the kitchen doing dishes, has no idea what I'm up to. And goes, you know, you could be dusting the house right now. And I go, I fucking am, Mom! Fucking bitch! I don't know why I hate her so much right now. I'm just so mad.
There are 6 planets in retrograde right now.
So this is like, not my fault.
In alignment in retrograde. Yeah, shit's fucked up right now.
I mean, both times she sounded completely condescending and rude to me.
Yeah.
Like, both times, and she was like, I was not. Like, both times I was like, you just were like, you just spilled on yourself. And she was like, no, I didn't. And I was like, I mean, who the fuck cares?
Why do you care?
Why would you tell that to anybody anyway? Why? Who cares?
I would have been like, oh.
But I was just like, shut the fuck up, because I was trying to eat her Auschwitz slop. Her sponge. I literally kept thinking of that. Shut up and eat your sponge. I thought that at least 8 times while I was eating that meal.
Shut up and eat your sponge.
That's from Good Place, you guys.
Yeah.
I knew Shannon knew, but yeah.
It's tofu bar.
You know, I'm sitting there trying to do something nice for her. I still feel like shit. You know, you could be dusting the house right now.
You know, you could be less condescending and up my ass.
She just gets to do whatever she wants like that, and no matter how I react, it's wrong. That's always how it's been.
Oh, yeah, she's your mom.
Yes, correct.
Cheryl did something to me similar today.
Yeah.
And I snapped at her in a similar way. Didn't I just tell you that, Mom? Well, I didn't know if you were asking me or telling me. Like, did you already make arrangements, or are you asking me to make the arrangements? Ugh. I'm like, I'm telling multiple people, so multiple people know what I want. And if it gets done, awesome. If not, I don't care.
Yes.
Every generation is like, I hope I don't end up like my mom.
No, I'm slowly but surely turning into her. I am well aware of this. Doesn't mean I have to like it.
Samesies.
Doesn't mean I have to like it.
Each generation works through their trauma a little bit more, become a little bit less. I'm so envious of the people who have amazing moms.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Listen, Candy is mostly good. She's just a bitch sometimes. There's a lot of ways that she's really loving and was creative and kind. You know, like when we were kids, she had summers off with us and we had all kinds of fun, like art projects and beach days. And so many kids don't get stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm grateful for, oh, and she would make us do summer school, but like made it fun, you know, like I don't even remember being mad about it, about having to read books and do study stuff over the summer.
Because you got those sweet, sweet personal pan pizzas.
But I didn't even need that. You know, she had expectations of like, we would practice stuff this much every day and, you know, oh, we're going to clean the house. But then once we do, we get to go to the beach. We're going to have a picnic. We're going to go to the park. We're going to, you know, like, we got to have great adventures. She was a really fun and kind mom. She's just a fucking bitch sometimes.
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
I mean, I posted
I'm
recently.
A really fun, kind mom. I'm just a bitch sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like that's on brand for our little t-shirt club.
I think so. I mean, also on brand for our t-shirt club was something I posted on Facebook. It was in my memories recently where it said, I'm not always a bitch. Sometimes I'm asleep.
That's totally on brand for our little t-shirt club.
Maybe I should ask Megan if she can find that.
Yeah, she'll make it.
I'm not always a bitch. Sometimes I'm asleep.
I just got my aunt and her boyfriend a t-shirt that says, I only like fish. I like fishing and like three people. They loved it.
Yeah, it's good.
What content have you been imbibing on?
Okay, I am still just picking my way through Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I have been doing more grad school stuff lately, so there's less watching. And then, of course, I've been trying to get Candy and Brian to watch Only Murders in the Building with me, which you watched that, right? Have we talked about it?
I watched the first three up until she started making that video.
And you stopped?
Yeah, I wanted to wait for all of them to load before proceeding on.
I see.
So,
I mean,
I think they're all loaded.
Yeah, I think you should keep watching it. It's so great. I'm such a fan. And then, let's see, I'm still, they're loading weekly, but I'm still watching What We Do in the Shadows, which I know you don't love, but I really love. I really love that show.
It got to the It's Always Sunny level with me, where the people are more stupid than I have tolerance for,
mm-hmm.
And now I'm just annoyed.
I get that.
So, I mean, we'll see. I'll still plow through it, but...
I love it, and I think it's very funny.
It is funny. It is delightful. I think I have to personally be in a mood for it.
Like, there was the most recent episode, Laszlo and Colin Robinson steal a boat from a bunch of people where, like, he kills them and eats them and throws them in the water, and then they're like, great, now we get to go on their boat. And then they're going out into the, you know, area
the bay,
there.
The bay, harbor.
The harbor. And this, like, song, you know, like, convinces them to go. And it turns out it's a siren, right? But she's, like, a horrible, ugly, obnoxious chicken lady, except for when she's singing, when she sounds amazing. And then Laszlo just screams bat and gets out of there and then goes back to find Colin Robinson. And Colin Robinson is like, I think I'm in love. I mean, it was so good. And my dad walked in and couldn't figure out why some woman just shit on Colin Robinson's shoe. And I had to sit there and press pause. And I'm like, she's a chicken lady because she's a siren. So she's not wearing pants because she's a chicken. I don't know how else to explain this to you. I just love it. It's stupid and it's wonderful and it brings me joy. And then I also just saw that the second season of The Babysitter's Club recently dropped, which yes. I loved the first season. I watched that purely for my nostalgic purposes because I fucking loved those books. And it looks cute. I'm excited to watch that. So I can't recommend the second season because I haven't watched it yet, but I can recommend the first season. I'm pretty excited about the second season.
Yeah, I was thinking of watching that just for fun. I didn't read the books, so...
I don't remember when they started coming out, but I think you were of that age.
I was of that age. I had friends that read them. I just, like, wasn't into them. I ended up being more into Sweet Valley High.
Which is fair.
Than Babysitters and Judy Blume books.
Yeah.
So, like, Tales of, you know, like, Are You There, God, Is Me, Margaret.
I mean, I loved those all too.
All those.
I hated Fudge. Can I just say that? I hated Fudge and Super Fudge.
I loved all those Fudge books,
I hated Fudge. Well, I mean,
probably because I was an older kid with younger siblings.
So was I. I just really hated how
obnoxious Fudge was.
Yeah, and how he just got to eat the turtle and like that whole way through that. Do you remember this part of the story? Fudge ate Peter's turtle, ate Peter's pet turtle, and no one was concerned about Peter at all. Like nobody, because Fudge ate a turtle. But he was, like, walking around and talking about it and fine. So he's clearly fucking fine. And nobody cared about Peter's pet and how devastated he was that his pet was dead. And, like, that made me so mad. That made me so mad that, like, I couldn't even with any of the other. I couldn't. Fuck that kid. Fuck his parents. Like, your child that ate the turtle is walking around and talking, so he is very clearly fine. And your other child just experienced a devastating emotional loss, and you did nothing to care for him.
That was the 80s. We didn't process trauma back then. You just glossed over it.
But even I was like nobody cared about Peter.
That's the Hufflepuff in you coming out.
Nobody, nobody cared about Peter.
Oh, I'm so excited to get our drinking shirts for my February trip.
Oh my God, those are great. Oh, also I keep on picking my way through Golden Girls sometimes too, like right before bed. Just, I'm on season 1, episode 24, just picking an episode here or there just to wind down. There's nothing quite like.
Ba-da-da, thank you for being a friend.
Correct.
Ba-ba-na-na-na, driving back the road and back again.
Yeah.
I don't know the words, but I sure know the melody.
Confidant. Great. So what did you just say before I said that I was also watching Golden Girls? What were we talking about?
I'm extra, and I've been keeping my eye out for some sort of team shirt for my February birthday trip.
Yeah.
And I found one.
Yeah.
Our t-shirt girl. Posted drunk-themed Harry Potter shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Slytherin.
Slytherin.
Like Griffin drunk,
mm-hmm.
Huffle, Raven sloshed, Huffles, whatever.
Yeah.
So everyone who's going is getting one.
It's really fun. But what if I don't go?
You'll still get it.
Because you guys, I pulled the card and it said... financial ruin.
Maggie asked her deck of cards
about this trip.
Shannon's birthday trip in February.
Yeah.
And it said it was financial ruin.
Financial ruin for
now,
me.
Maybe it was for me. I don't know.
Maybe. I do really like, okay, so.
So I did tell Maggie she doesn't have to go if she doesn't want to.
I'm feeling it. I wasn't feeling anxious about it before. Just was doing some practice cards. It also, I didn't tell you the other two. I also pulled nostalgia, and then the last card was, oh, and I'm going to be a bitch about it. Because, like, that last card was like, oh, you're going to be mad. Because I assumed that had to do with the financial ruin part,
mm-hmm.
where, like, you're going to be having a hard time. with this financial ruin that this trip is going to cause you, apparently. So,
because everyone's going to eat bacon all morning.
Apparently that too.
No. Yeah, no, I won't let bacon in that house.
We will smack down that bacon. We talked about doing, instead of going to Epcot and drinking around the world, going to Universal Studios and having and enjoying the Mardi Gras celebration, which I have never done before.
Yeah, I got an email, because I'm on their email list now, that Universal hosts a Mardi Gras party from early February to the middle of April. It's like their spring festival. So they have parades, they have concerts, they have all sorts of New Orleans-based food and drinks. And we all know how much I wanted to go back to New Orleans this coming year. But that it's an expensive trip because it's not like a hub. It's not an airport hub. So tickets tend to be a little more expensive. My favorite Airbnb literally tripled their prices. So instead of trying to get everyone into New Orleans, I decided just to do a Netflix and chill vacation. Like, I got a giant house in Kissimmee.
You know, you say that and it makes it sound like we're having a fuck orgy. I just want you to remember that.
It's a house full of women so far, so it could be. Who knows? I think a lot of us are experimenting in our 40s.
Stop telling me I'm in my 40s.
It's got a pool. It's got a jacuzzi. It's got a grill. It's got a movie room, like a giant theater room with multiple rows of seating. So it's a fat pad, and I just want to relax, get some sun, get some pool time in, and maybe do an event or two. So my goal literally is to be drunk all weekend next to the pool.
Good.
So
I'm never drinking again. I can't even think about drinking right now. Right. I still feel like shit. This is very funny. I'm sorry, I just saw this. Amber DeLouf, a former Slumber Sister of ours.
Oh, yeah. Is she a director yet? She executive director?
She doesn't do those parties. She's weight loss.
Oh, she doesn't?
She does weight loss now. Okay. Her daughter, Maylee is committed to getting her Tooth Fairy money. Dear Tooth Fairy, sorry I ate my tooth at dinner. Please still leave me money. Love, Maylee.
Nice.
And like, look at her cute little.
Aww. That's the one that lives in Ohio that we're always like, how does she make money?
No,
oh, that's another
that
one. Okay,
no,
sorry.
Different Amber.
Sorry.
Different Amber. No. This one was on the board like a couple of years, like our last couple of years.
Oh, okay.
And she is one of those Maryland girls. Originally, and she jumped ship when Pure Romance bought it, and she did the raps for a while, and now she does something else. So, yeah, I love that. I ate my tooth. Please still leave me money. Please still leave me money. Doesn't that just sum everything up?
Yes.
Please still give me money.
It does. All right, and you got an internet thing of the day,
That's
week?
What I was opening to find out. What do I have? Oh, yeah, this that I read you earlier. I actually had a discussion about this. This is personal to me. I hate it when people say pick better people to date. You think this guy told me he gonna cheat, lie, and manipulate on the first date? What the fuck? Which... people are like, you need to date better people all the time to me. And I'm like, or people need to be better.
Yes.
Like, I don't think.
Stop pinning failures on women when it's like men. Yeah. We don't rape ourselves. I mean, I do. But like, why am I burdened with trying not to get raped?
Yeah.
How about you just control your own fucking body over there, sir?
Yes.
So, yep. I saw something, a commentary, I think, and I've seen it multiple times. It's a gay man who's like, I've never once felt the need to rape another man.
Right.
because I can't control my impulses.
Yeah. And he's like, and my arousal is on me. Like, yes, I have been aroused when I've been in like locker rooms and stuff, but that is on me. That is my arousal, and it has not, like, I don't have to
let that
act on it or even let that person know. They don't, like, they don't need to know.
So, yeah.
All right, I have two more, actually.
The pond is dirty and scummy.
Mm-hmm. All lobster prices have increased due to high lobster prices. Which...
That makes no sense.
All lobster prices have increased due to high lobster prices.
That's about as senseful as your T cells getting attacked.
Right. All right, so there's this shirt, and it's got check marks and all these boxes. So
single, dating, in a relationship with Loki,
conservative, Christian, gun owner, white, male. And then it's got a cartoon of Trump and says, how else can I offend you today, snowflake? And this says, how,
I see that. I'm like, aren't you the snowflake?
How these dudes think we feel when we see their shirt. So it's Joffrey. Yeah.
Like, clutching his pearls.
Clutching. And then
as
it says,
he's dying, but
what we really feel. And it's Dennis saying, you dumb bitch, when he's driving his car. So I love that one. So those are our three. You got three internet things this week. You dumb bitch.
Not disparaging.
Oh, fuck. One last thing. I'm sorry. I had too many things.
Too many things.
Give her what she really wants this Christmas. A home library with at least two secret entrances, one benign ghost, a window to let in the messenger crows, and a collection of vintage leather-bound classics. I got wet just reading that. That is what I want. Home library, at least two secret entrances, one ghost, a window to let in the messenger crows, and vintage leather-bound classics. That's what I need. That is what I want for Christmas this year.
I just want a clean house. Get me a maid, man. Detail my motherfucking car.
Yeah, I haven't gotten
my car.
I haven't gotten my car detailed because I don't want to bother any, like, it's so hard being a single person, you know, like, at all, and just being like, Mom, Dad, can you, like, pick me up so that I can detail my car? That's the
reason
I haven't done
it. Right, like,
that's
why I haven't gone down to Ann Arbor to detail my car either, because, like, I have to go pretty much take a day off of work so I can sit in a dealership while my car gets cleaned.
Yeah.
What else am I going to do?
I mean, actually, the place was in Dexter, and I could walk to my office from it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but I just still
have to pick it. I thought it was in Ann Arbor. It's in Dexter?
No, it's in Dexter. LaFontaine and Dexter was where it got done, where my old Prius got done that looked so forking incredible. All right, I think that's it for today.
What?
Do you have anything to add?
No, I'm good. I think I'm good.
Cool.
Who knows? Cool.
Find us on all of the places that you listen to podcasts. We are everywhere where you can find podcasts. Here that you found us, and also other places where you may not have found us. And you can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 294 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye. Bye. My tea's gone cold.